Psalm 73, the sanctuary that reteaches sight. Psalm 73 opens Book 3 of the Psalter with a holy shock. After Psalm 72's vision of a king whose justice renews the world, Asaph looks up and sees the opposite: the arrogant shining, the violent at ease, the faithful worn thin. This is not a minor irritation. It is a theological wound. The psalm turns on a small Hebrew word: Ak, truly, surely only. Truly God is good. Surely I have kept my heart clean for nothing. Surely you set them in slippery places. Faith here is not bland certainty. It is a struggle over which surely will rule your life. What Asaph envies is not merely wealth, but the shalom of the wicked, their wholeness, ease, untouchable-looking completeness. Western readers often miss that when he says their bodies are fat. This is not mockery. In an ancient world of famine, plumpness could signal security and abundance. The wicked seem to wear covenant blessing without covenant loyalty. That is the scandal. And notice Asaph's restraint in verse 15. He will not speak his bitterness carelessly, lest he betray the generation of God's children. Mature faith does not confuse honesty with broadcasting unripe cynicism. There is a difference between confession and contagion. Then comes the hinge. He enters the sanctuaries of God. The Hebrew is plural, likely pointing to the holy precincts of the temple. For an Israelite, the temple was not just a building for private comfort. It was a world in miniature. Courts, altar, lampstand, bread, carved garden imagery, cherubim. A place where all creation was recentered around the presence of God. Worship became a school of sight. There Asaph does not merely learn that the wicked will fall, he learns that he himself has been living by a distorted vision. The great irony of the psalm is this: the man who feared his own feet were slipping discovers that pride is the truly slippery place. Evil always looks solid before it collapses. Yet the deepest wonder is not the judgment of the wicked, but the tenderness of God toward a bitter saint. Asaph confesses that envy made him beast-like, but God still held his right hand. Calvin saw here the mercy of providence correcting our short vision. Augustine heard the cure of envy in delighting in God himself. That is the psalm's summit. Not, now I understand everything, but God is my portion forever. The answer to envy is not having less desire, but holier desire. There is also a quiet resurrection note in verse 24. God will receive him afterward into glory. The verb echoes places like Psalm 49:15, where fellowship with God proves stronger than death. So the final gift of Psalm 73 is not an explanation, but a relocation. Nearness to God is the good. Suggested cross-references: Psalm 49:15, Jeremiah 12:1, Malachi 3:14-18, Philippians 3:7-8, Hebrews 10:19-23. Hymn suggestion: Be thou my vision, especially the lines about riches not being our treasure, and God being our inheritance. Prayer. Lord, when envy clouds my sight and the world seems badly arranged, bring me again into your presence. Cleanse my heart of secret bitterness. Hold my hand when I am near to slipping, and teach me to desire you above every lesser good. Be my portion, my wisdom, and my joy. Amen.